Blog Talk Radio.
I don't like nobody, nah, that's got an attitude. Walking around with their nose in the air, them kind of people I just can't use. Oh, I like the simple life, full of fun and joy. A little soft music and a big old country boy. Yeah.
Oh, groovy people,
I like to be around. Got an attitude. Walking around with their nose in the air. Them kind of people I just can't.
Good morning, and welcome to the second half of Saturday Morning for Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. Also, check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. Also, you can email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Also, there's a group that I created on Facebook. So we have the page, but now there's also a group, and you can make comments on the group and interact. And it's just, I think you get more notifications. Facebook has really kind of strangled with the page, and not everybody's getting what's going on. But today I'm going to be speaking with singer Lynn Fidmont. That was her song, Groovy People, from her album, Power of Love. Lynn has sung with Quincy Jones, Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, Phil Collins, Michael Jackson, Aretha Franklin, Natalie Cole, Madonna, George Duke, Herbie Hancock. I could go on. Chaka Khan, Ray Charles. She has also had three other albums out of her own. The recent CD that she has worked on is called Daddy's Home, and that's called St. Vincent's latest CD. It's called Daddy's Home. And she has written music for HBO short film entitled Muted, and also written jingles for ads. And she's like all over the place. It's just amazing talent, and her range is ridiculous. I don't know which song of hers I like the best. It's so many, and she had sent me some files, and I was just like, but I want to play the other one, and I want to play this one in my mind, you know, because it's so wonderful. She's appeared on television, Grammy Awards, BET, MTV, CMA, Billboard Awards, Johnny Carson Show, Jay Leno, Arsenio Hall. She's also been on Ellen, MTV, Good Morning America. This lady, I don't know when she's resting. She has performed in Africa, Australia, South America, North America, Asia, the Middle East, Europe. Basically, she's been around the globe. I think this is her on the line right now. Let's see. Good morning,
Hello.
Lynn.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling in. You are such an amazing talent.
Well, thank you. It's always a fun to have people appreciate what you do. It's a funny thing. You know, you just do it because you love it. But then when people appreciate it, it's an added bonus.
I mean, what happened, you know, I've had a lot of different singers on, and I kind of use, like, my ear. It's like, I heard your voice. I was like, oh, what? Who is this? Wait a second. And then I went on Spotify, and then I was, like, looking up your other songs and everything, and I was like, where the hell? How come I don't know about this person?
I've been around. It's been an interesting journey, but I just really have done it. I always thought when I was younger, I said, I'll probably be more popular when I'm older because I like older, like, more mature music, not just what the hits of the day kind of. I was always like that. So, you know, I told somebody, I'm going for Morgan Freeman's record. I'm breakout star at age.
So now I understand that your family, you had some singers, the Fidmott Singers. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Well, my father's family were a group of, well, they had 12 kids, first of all, and just about all of them sang.
Woo!
And so they formed a choir on their own. You know, my Aunt Doris was the keyboard player and the director and the primary singer. She's like still going strong in St. Louis. She goes around. If you have a concert, it's inevitable that she's going to be up on the stage singing and leading the whole audience, you know. So we just have a tradition of gospel singing in my family, as well as on my mother's side, my cousin is a conductor and a pianist, we had the whole thing covered. My brother is a jazz saxophonist. In fact, he's on a lot of my records. But he played jazz while I grew up listening to the Jackson 5, the Supremes, Ohio Players, and, you know, so I felt like I got a whole well-rounded musical immersion when I was coming up, so...
Mm-hmm.
I feel fortunate about that. But the Fidmott Singers are still, you know, still kind of going strong in St. Louis. They travel around and play at churches and different events stuff. That's how I grew up.
So now, I understand your mom took you to see The Wiz, and that is what piqued your interest. Is that true? And what happened after that?
Well, we took my brother to college, and he went to school in Boston, as did I, a couple of years later. And then we went to New York. It was like a life-changing event because she said, I'm going to take her to Broadway to see The Wiz. And it really was a life-changing event. 70 Mills as Dorothy was so amazing and so engaging. I came home, and which we lived in a small town in St. Louis, Richmond Heights, and Maplewood, and the teacher asked if we wanted to do some portion of The Wizard of Oz. I said, how about The Wiz? How about we do, you know, a portion of that? Let's make it like The Wiz instead of just The Wizard of Oz. Because I really wanted to, when she sang Home, that changed my life forever. I've sung that song since then, actually. I've sung that song, I did it on a pageant, and then we won't talk about the pageant too much. but you know, I sang it on the pageant. I didn't want to be in a pageant, but actually I did win some scholarship money, so it had a value. That's pretty good. But and I still, like, I've been practicing piano and playing piano for myself and just kind of growing my skills. That's one of the things I'm growing. So I've been playing Home and singing Home at home, you know, on live. I do live performances sometimes, and just sit in my living room and sing. And so that was a life-changing thing. And then, of course, I had to expand my repertoire. So Home was my one song for many years, though. I'd go somewhere and sing Home. That was it.
Let me play another song. This is Loving You. I like this song. It's just a small clip. Hold on.
Okay.
No amount can make me feel the color that you bring. You stay with me while we grow older. We will live each day.
Let me tell you something, okay? you could have seduced me. That song, I was listening to you. I mean, let me tell you some audience. Okay, you see I'm all choked up, right? Okay, she hit that note in there. There's a lot of other notes she hits in that song, and I didn't know which part to clip so I could play today. So I'm just telling you, I could have listened to that, like, six times, okay, alone. Now, what is the most important thing a singer needs to know in terms of protecting her voice? Because a lot of times you hear singers, they kind of like lose their voice when they're going on tour so much, and they have to get surgery. What do you do to protect your voice?
Well, I'm having coffee now. That's not, but a lot of water, a lot of rest, and relaxing when you sing. That's the thing. Like when you push out stuff, the key is to learn to relax when you sing, mm-hmm. and relax that throat, relax that face, because a lot of times we put too much air, try to force too much air through that small area, and it causes damage. And when you're trying to, I have a soft voice, so I had to kind of get used to my voice, not being that blaring voice that people are used to, you know, play the band, blend, play louder, and you try to sing louder. You have to kind of get settled in yourself. How do I sound? How do I sing? How do I feel when I'm singing? What's my general barometer on what my throat is doing? Kind of have to pay attention to that and just let it go. And then let the man turn up the microphone, you know, man or woman, whoever is doing sound, turn up the microphone so you're not hurting yourself. It's like running sports. If you were running and you're hurting, you would kind of make a change. And that's what you kind of have to do. Same thing with singing.
You had an album that was about Billie Holiday. Why did you decide to do an album about her and not someone else? What was so special about that?
Well, we decided at that time, I said, I want to do a tribute record. And I was doing a play, Trust Legends in Blood. I was Billie Holiday in that play. And we were thinking just how to expand, you know, expand an audience. Sometimes you portray someone or you do a tribute to them, and then it's good for everybody. That's how I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I said, I want people to know Billie Holiday, because a lot of people didn't know Billie Holiday. Of course, with the movie out now, it's really fantastic, and people do get a chance to see kind of who she was and how she was and how she sang. Then I also related to her voice. We don't have a similar voice, but I love how she sings new. Like she said something about the blues. They said, one day you sing the blues slow, and then one day you sing them fast. I don't know which way is the blues. She said, whatever way I'm feeling that day. And mm-hmm. so that means a lot to me, because that's how I operate. I get bored with kind of like dialing it in and singing the same way. It has to be something that is affecting me from the outside, from the inside, that makes the sound come out. So I related to her in that way. I related to her. She had a hard life. I love her music. I went through all her catalog, and some of the songs I didn't know. I Cover the Waterfront. I did not know that song at all, but I listened to the first 30 seconds of each song and just felt, it's all about feelings for me.
Yeah.
I'm a feelings person. I cry on silly movies, silly. My kids look at me like, here she goes. She's getting ready to cry. Uh-oh. You know, so I did that, and I picked songs. And then I also wanted to, I was with Andrew Ford, who was my co-producer, and, you know, we write a lot together. And we just kind of said, how about if we do God Bless the Child, like a Latin feel, how about we do this? And then we kind of just took it apart and figured a way to make it individual as opposed to just copying Billie Holiday, because very few people can just copy Billie Holiday. I think Andra Day does a good job, Andra Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now you
wrote a song with him, Andrew Ford, called Lady.
Yes.
From the album.
Mm-hmm.
Let me play a little
mm-hmm.
for the audience of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She wore a pretty flower in her hair, so she could paint the room with perfume. Maybe she holds a
that was Lady, written by Andrew Ford and Lynn Sidmont. So do you have other artists? Who else do you really look up to as a singer?
Oh, gosh, so many. But, of course, coming up, Stevie Wonder was my idol.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Chaka Khan. And everyone says I sound like Minnie Riperton, but I wasn't always listening. It just was kind of, this is how I'm made. I kind of sound like her. Now that I listen to her, I love her, but she wasn't in my scope of what I was listening to, you know,
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Patty Austin, I just like a lot of the people that are coming up now too. Gladys Knight, these are the older people, the people I came up with, but I'm having a hard time thinking.
That's okay. Let me ask you. You've toured so many places around the globe. Where has been your favorite? And has it been difficult being African American when you're touring? Have you had any problems, you know, being African American and touring around the globe?
Not so much, because generally we're a group. As an individual, I can see. It could be. We went to Russia. We went to dinner in Russia, and they were not so kind to us, but it was like 10 of us. So if I was by myself, then I probably I wouldn't have felt the confidence I felt. Like, we were like, we're a group. We don't care. But we did spend Amsterdam, I think, Rotterdam, I think they were saying they didn't want any black people to come into the club that we were going to go to.
Mm.
You know, we had a few little incidences back then, but generally the way we travel as a group, and generally in nice places, thank God so far, you know, it hasn't been an issue, because they know who you're there with a lot of times. You know, they know you're there. They kind of, well, you have a welcome group, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A level of respect and things.
Yeah, already. But you're an individual traveling around the world. I'm curious about that, because I haven't done that so much. I'm always with a group of people.
Do you prefer being on your own, or would you like to go back to being a background or session singer? Which one do you like the most, or
that
are they
is
all equal?
But they're all equal. I record at home. I just set up my little studio in my closet because I'm trying new vocal sounds. And as long as I'm doing music, I'm happy. And I love doing my own stuff. That's fun. People don't understand. Like, some people have no desire to be a black background singer. I love it.
Mm.
I love singing with people. I love supporting the artist. I love being the artist. It's just more about music and the expression of it all that makes me happy. I like producing, like listening to Lady. I did those vocals in my house. And a lot of times when I finish a vocal, I'll turn it on and walk around the house and clean up. I have the luxury of doing that when I do it at home, because I want to listen and see if anything distracts me. Does something make me go, what is that? And then I go back and fix that, because I want to be, how I think about it is, I want to be a comfortable companion to you in your house.
So
if I'm not comfortable with myself, then I don't think I can make you comfortable, you know. That's my process. I do a vocal, then I turn it real loud, and I walk around the house to clean up and do stuff. And that's my goal, to be as comfortable, like a nice glass of cognac, you know.
Well,
that's,
let me say, You sing in different languages and stuff, and one of the songs is a Stevie Wonder song on the album. I don't know how to pronounce the first word in it, but the other one is Es Una Historia.
Rita
I am
Gela,
singing.
Something like that. I don't know.
Is that?
I don't, you know, I copied those. I was doing it phonetically, so I don't actually know the language. Yeah.
Well, it sounds great. Let me play this one section here.
Okay.
Es Una Historia.
Can you tell the audience what's being said there? Do you remember the translation?
It's basically no.
Basically, well, it sounds beautiful.
If I'm singing, I can't even remember right now. That was a couple years ago.
That's okay. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah. You know,
it sounds beautiful,
I'm
and I'm going to give away some copies.
I'm not that deep. I think it's just like I'm singing of love. Basically, that's what I took from it. And I have to say that my son and my daughter were singing background on that song with me.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my son, and my daughter's in there somewhere too on the Swahili part. I took the words and the sounds and just broke them down to the point where I just practiced them and just tried to get them to sound authentic. But I guess I should have thought about the meaning. I probably did at the time, but I know it was about singing. I know it was about singing about love.
Yes, yes. Now, you
to
know,
the world,
we talk about all these people that you've played with and places. What is the key? Because I mean, you have such an elaborate, extensive history with all these different musicians. What is special about you, and how can people get that? You know, can they go somewhere and get that? Like, what is the key to getting all these
funny.
Jobs? You know.
Well, some people look at singing and music and their role, like when you'll walk into a room, as this is who I am. This is what I sound like. But I walk into a room and say, what do you need? What sound do you need? What sound do you need? And then I try to go get it. I don't try to represent myself in that moment. I try to go, what do you need? What sound is that you want? And what do you have? Like, a lot of people don't respect the artist they're coming to support. It's a role. Everything is a role. Sometimes when I'm the artist, I want you to support me and who I am, just like I do. When I walk in and Natalie calls, you want me to sing this way? She sings in a lot of languages, and she was an inspiration for that for me, because we did a whole Spanish record. I don't know what we were saying, but we were singing in Spanish, and I was happy. But it is about, that's a subtle distinction. This is who I am, and what do you need from me? It's a subtle distinction, but to be a chameleon in a certain way, you still have to bring yourself. It's interesting. When I tried out for Stevie Wonder, he said, sing like you're singing lead, but sing background. That's another part. Sing like you're singing lead. So really, really not like you're singing lead, like not loud, but with personality. You have to carry that thing like you're actually, you know, some people just sing the lines and they're like, okay, that's it. No, you have to add that flavor to it, that the music, everything is one. It has to move as one mechanism. If you're outside of that, then you're not doing your job right.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I think that made a difference for me.
You've written music. I said you've written music for HBO short film Muted, and you've written jingles and ads. What do you like about writing, and what inspires you to write certain things?
Well, I'm a melody person. I wake up with melodies on my brain. And a lot of times I'll just have a melody, and then a word will come later. So it's like, okay, what does that word mean? What is that word?
Mm-hmm.
And then I fill in the blank. It's not like stories are running through my mind all the time. It's more like melodies, and then a
mm-hmm.
word will come. And it is all divine because I'm not so much, like, I'm proud of the lady lyrics. Those were kind of like a gift from God because, like, she wore a pretty flower in her hair so she could paint the room with perfume. I just thought about her life. Sometimes I have the lyrics that come from divine, you know, divine inspiration. But most of the time, it's a melody and a feel of the music, and I just go, okay. I wrote a song called Something So Right. How can something so wrong feel so right? You know, it's about an affair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone's like, my mom was like, you didn't tell me about that song. How that song came to be was song Wrong just kept coming in my mind. Wrong. Wow, the word wrong. What's wrong?
Yeah.
So then I fill in the story, and it works, you know. It's about sounds for me, and sounds and words that kind of go by and seem the most natural. A big part of how I look at things, I hate to force things. And if it feels forced, something's wrong. It's more like that companion concept. So I just walk
let
around
me play
and
think. Let me play a little bit of Good Time Party. Yeah,
yeah,
I think that's another, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we can play. We can party.
Well, that's a great song, really uplifting, definitely makes you feel like you want to party. What's coming up next for you?
I just recorded Donny Hathaway's Flying Easy, and the musicians were Oscar Seton, Andrew Ford, and Jeff Zapko, and I just Jerry Peters is doing my orchestration. I don't know if you're familiar with Jerry Peters, but he was one of the co-writers on Got Me Going in Circles and a whole bunch of orchestration. So right now I'm just kind of in a space of I want to just do some great things. I want to do some great music. Like I want to have great people on there and just kind of like not thinking so much about radio and airplay, but just legacy type music. So that's one of those
mm-hmm.
things. And I'm also doing Someday. That's why I'm set up in my closet. I have some vocals to do. Someday by George Duke. That was my favorite song as a young person. And I played that. We had a record player back then and played it over and over and over and over and over again. So I always wanted to do it. And I'm doing that. And I just
do you have any outside
Vincent
performances? Outside performance, because, you know, this COVID thing has been really
difficult.
I do.
Next week I'm playing at a place called Johnny's West Adams.
Okay.
And it's a new spot. It's a new spot that is outside. I like outside. And it's in L.A. And then I'm playing Catalina's around my birthday, around August 12th, Catalina Bar and Grill. But I haven't really started playing out as much yet. You know,
okay.
All that's slow coming, and
mm-hmm.
so we'll see how that
how that comes up.
Do you give lessons at all? Do you give vocal lessons for people?
I do. I'm part of a group of ladies. We kind of do that. I do individual stuff, but I'm part of a group. I have the Ultimate Vocal Music Summit, and we do young kids all around, and I do adults too.
How can somebody get in contact with you or get more information about that?
They can write me on my website or just contact me on Facebook. And Facebook is probably the best way. And, I just kind of schedule my lessons. I am pretty active in that. I enjoy that. I enjoy the mentoring part of life. So.
Mm-hmm. How has being a mom changed you as a singer, or has it enhanced you? What has the impact been?
Well, it was, I'm surprised I'm still in the music business. Actually, when I had my kids, my son especially, I was like, I don't go on the road anymore. And so I should have, for some reason, it didn't. And I went out, I started going little trips after they got a little older. But it was important for me to let them know that we are in this life. It's my life, your life, and your life. I have two kids. Mm-hmm. And we're on this string together, and my life is not for your life, but I will always put your life first in my life. But my life has to have some – I have awesome kids. I have some awesome kids. They are really – like, saying that doesn't sound so good, but when I said it to them, they were like, I get it, Mom. You got to live your life too. You know, they feel secure in my love for them. It didn't really change my singing. My daughter has a group called GAWD, G-A-W-D. They're doing some amazing things.
Okay.
And my son just got a song in a movie. And so he's doing great things. Yeah, they're doing their, so they've always been a part of it. It's never been separate from them. My ex-husband, I call him my husband, is Wayne Lindsay. He's amazing keyboard player. And we're great friends now. And parents to some amazing kids. So it's fun. Great.
I think it's important. Parents have to have dreams and have to stay active in their dreams because that makes them happy. So I don't think it's odd what you were saying, you know?
It sounds kind of harsh, you know, but I was literally like I had a string and I said, this is my life string and we're on, this is your life string and we're connected. But I have a life too, you know. It's like it's a hard thing to get around, you know, move around in. But I said you'll never feel like I never want you to feel like you are not considered first because you are my first consideration. So I think they did well with that. I think they did, you know, they have done amazing with it. And they're independent. I have a thing about people who raise their kids not to be independent. I was raised to be independent. My mother was like, my job is to make you able to go out and live on your own. Not to depend on me your whole life like an appendix. So I took that approach and it worked. It worked. You know? And we're all really, it's a cohesive thing too because you can have my kids are supportive of each other. My brother and I are supportive of each other. He plays saxophone in my band.
You guys are all touched by an angel type of thing with all this music happening and extended to your kids. So I think it's wonderful. I want to. You should start selling it or put it in a bottle or something or the Lynn Fidmont.
I don't know about
all that. Lynn Fidmont perfume. I'm just saying, you know.
I love it. You know, I don't know if anybody else would, but I do love it. I actually do love the way we operate and we support, you know, we support each other and they come to my show. They come up and sing with me and I hire them. My daughter whistled on something. And I felt like such a terrible mother because I erased the track by accident. And so and it was the day to mix. I was like, oh, my gosh, she has the flu. Lonnie, can you whistle this? She was in bed whistling. I was like, oh, my gosh, what a terrible mother.
Oh, Lynn, this has been hilarious and wonderful to have you on today.
Well,
your voice is just so beautiful. I wish you continued success. When you have your next album, I would love to have you come back on the show because I know it's going to be great.
I would love to. Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
All right, you have a great
weekend. Thank you.
You did?
Too.
I'm glad.
I thought, I said, she's interviewed all these people. I'm like, half of my friends, I was like, oh, yeah, I want to talk to her. But you never know who you're going to talk to, you know, when you end up on the interview. And so it's been very, 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 very cool and pleasant and give and take. And I loved it. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad I didn't scare you or anything.
No.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend, okay, Lynn?
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Yep. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with singer Lynn Sidmon. We were talking about her album, Power of Love. She also has 4 other CDs out. You definitely want to check her out. It's amazing talent, a variety of song types. So you will not get bored. Check her out on Spotify if you don't want to buy it and just figure out what you like. But I'm going to give away a copy of her album, Power of Love. So you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Also check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. And when I do the contest, I usually ask people to email me an answer to something. So my email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. You can listen to the show on Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, iTunes, as well as here at Blog Talk Radio. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you soon.
I've heard it said that the thrill of romance is like a heavenly dream. I got a bed with a prayer that you make love. My soul just to call you my own. Got a bona fide man. No one to love me like